I talked my way into a Appalachian Mountain Club Class 4 whitewater canoeing when there was 3 feet of snow on the bank. And I started out with a guy I'd known in residency. This is the Wild Amanoosuc in New Hampshire. This was when you were kids. No, actually, it was when I was interning at Maine Medical Center. It was before I was married. There were 8 boats on the trip. On the first turn, 6 of the boats dumped. One of the canoes filled up with water, and we had about 5 guys with block and tackle trying to pull it back off the rock. And the guy who was with me was very nearsighted, and he lost his glasses. So the cars and all our gear was on the other side of the river from where we pulled out when we dumped. So I had to paddle down and take him across the other side. This is class 4 or 5 water. I mean, this is up to 3-4 foot standing waves and big. This was canoeing, because that's when the water is best. This was in the spring flood, and so I managed to get the full boat over to the other bank and get him out, and he quit, and I joined somebody else in an aluminum canoe. And at one point we were going down a straight chute, and we clipped a rock and spun, so I just turned in my seat and he turned in his seat, and he paddled bow instead of paddling stern. But on another straight chute, we hit a rock and it flipped us over, and I stayed with the boat to try and salvage the boat, and he swam over to the other shore, and I finally was able to bring the boat across. I changed to dry clothes. I had the heater going on as hot as it would go, and I was just trembling and shaking with hypothermia for the next 2 hours. I mean, having been in ice water twice in the same day, it just dropped my core temperature. I was really lucky that I didn't get in serious trouble then.